From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
Just let me know if I can shop or run errands for you. My mother heard that offer again and again during the past few months when she was housebound with metastatic breast cancer. She never did ask those kind folks for help. As a congenitally independent type who was always the helper and never the helpee, she simply could not bring herself to call on them. But some in her circle were caring, creative, and self-confident enough to break through the defenses of a crusty, I'll-do-it-myself person. The first friend who wouldn't take no for an answer jumped right in and demanded my mother's shopping list before a trip to Costco. There was no room for my mom to refuse. "I rake the leaves because I know it bothers you not being able to do it yourself," my father reported to her before she could object. "I know how much you love my brisket," said a gourmet pal. "I'll deliver some tomorrow at 5. Other friends tempted her irresistibly to stay in the loop of life. "We need you at the meeting tomorrow, so I'll pick you up and help you navigate the stairs." Whether she would be able to attend or not, the life-affirming message was that she was still needed. On those days when she had the strength to get outside and work in her front yard garden, usually in her tattered blue bathrobe, neighbors would stop by and ask, "How are you feeling today?" The sincerity and unconditional love they expressed gave her the opportunity to let down her defenses and share with them the truth. My mother was a lifelong learner, and her last few months proved no exception. I watched as her caring friends broke through her "I don't need help" resistance and taught her the power of allowing others to provide support. After this experience, I'll never again say to someone like her who's ailing, "Let me know if I can do anything for you." From now on, I'll figure out exactly what would help them heal, and then I'll just do it. With a perspective, this is Daniel Magid.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.